Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across social media platforms like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform, over a million people now, to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy on all sides of the dynamic, all sides, narcissists, victim survivors as well, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well, because, you know, narcissistic abuse is, you know, it's a real thing. It's out there. It happens. It's a special kind of, you know, abuse. And so today's episode is going to be about the safety of a narcissistic relationship. Because I know it's going to, I know that sounds like an oxymoron or something weird, but literally the safety of a narcissistic relationship is what keeps a lot of people there. And I know you're going to bring up the trauma bond. Yeah, this is talking about the trauma bond, but this is a different perspective on a trauma bond, I promise you. So a lot of times people don't want to leave these relationships with narcissists. Let's remove the, I know there's a lot of different reasons why you don't leave a narcissist. The trauma bond, finances, kids, love. Love is one of the big reasons. I love them. You know, I love them. I love so much. I love this person too much to give up. You know, those are some of the main reasons. But one of the main reasons I understand nowadays from doing my one-on-ones and things like that is actually safety. People actually feel safe in these relationships because the fear of leaving these relationships, the pain of leaving these relationships is scary to them. The pain and the fear of going out there, having to, like, being alone, like spending years of time, like possibly spending weeks or months or years alone by yourself without being in this relationship. That's scary. That's scary. That's dangerous to some people. You know, to codependent people, to, I guess, empaths and whatnot as well. But then, like, also the pain, like I said, the pain, some people feel safe in this relationship because it hurts to leave them. And that's where the trauma bond kicks in. It hurts. Like, some people would rather stay. I've seen this comment before. I would rather stay in this toxic, abusive relationship than leave, because it hurts more to leave than it is to stay. And that's why, that's what it comes in. People say, it would hurt me more to leave. I've tried to leave before, and I was in so much mental, physical pain that I had to come back, because the pain of leaving this person hurts more than the pain of staying with this person. At least I have the safety of knowing that staying with this person, what I'm going to get. I know I'm going back into this toxic situation. I know I'm going back into this physically abusive, mentally abusive, verbally abusive situation. I know I'm going back into it. But it feels better and safer to do it this way as opposed to doing it another way, as opposed to just, you know, as opposed to trying to go out there and do it on your own and find a different way to go about doing things of that nature. So I said, a lot of people would rather stay there than leave. Because it's safe, you know, like I said, that safety contingent, that safety component right there. I just feel safe with this person, even though I know how bad they treat me. And I know it sounds weird, but like people, like, that's one thing I've come to notice about people. Like, people feel safe because it's scary. At least you know what you're going to get. Being out there in the real world, trying to go out there and date, finding somebody that's worse than the person, like the possibility of finding somebody that's actually worse than the narcissist you were dealing with, that's scary too. You're like, there's worse people out there? Yeah, possibly. You know, that I don't want another narcissist. I already got the one I got, so I might as well just stay with this one. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it's a demon out there, a spirit. I already got possessed by one. I might as well keep this possession as opposed to going to church and having to get another exorcism to get that Jezebel spirit out of me and out of them. A Jezebel. But like, literally, I get that so much. And another safety component that comes in, especially when there are kids involved, if we have to co-parent, they have to go to this parent's house, then I can't protect my kids. I don't know what the kids are going to go through. I don't know what's going to happen to the kids when they're out of my sight. That right there, that causes so much pain in me that I won't be able to protect my kids from it. that it hurts so bad that I just can't do that. And a lot of times, that component keeps people there a long time. That right there, and kids can feel it. Kids know you're unhappy. Why do my mom and dad sleep in separate rooms? My mom and dad don't talk. My mom, you know, doesn't even speak to us. She loves. I can tell my mom. Imagine your kids in therapy 10 years from now as adults. 15 years from now as adults, working through their issues, and or hating you because you didn't leave. Sometimes the kids are ready to go. The kids know. They're like, look, mom, it's time to go. Yo, dad, we understand. Yo, that's it. This safety component. People want to protect their kids. People want to protect themselves and how they feel. So you actually feel safe in these dynamics. And it's still hard for me to understand. I was like, okay, I get it. But, you know, that fear, the only way you can get past that feeling is you need to start feeling safe by yourself first. You need to get the safety up for yourself first. You need to be able to feel safe by yourself before you can feel safe in another relationship or safe leaving. You need to get your ducks in a row. The randomness of life. I talked to somebody the other night that said, you know, her bills were on auto draft or something like that. And, you know, just like the safety, the fear of having to do that, you know, the fear of doing the bills on your own. It's so much convenience in things that are, you know, part of these relationship dynamics that you get comfortable. Sometimes people don't want, like, I know it's uncomfortable, like, it's literally physically uncomfortable to be in this relationship, mentally uncomfortable, but, like, financially, I'm good. I'll take a look. I know I'm getting gaslit and cheated on, but, like, if I'm going to get gaslit, I might as well get gaslit in the pyramids of Giza. Or, do Giza have pyramids? I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Or like, the Eiffel Tower. Like, I want to cry in the Eiffel Tower rather than cry in the backyard at a barbecue. You know what I mean? So finances have a lot to do with it too. That financial safety has a lot to go into it, y'all. For people who did finances, you know, well, at least we get rich. At least we got that shmoney. We got that money coming in, so I ain't got to worry about finances for the rest of my life or for the rest of my time with this person. That financial safety. A lot of financial abuse goes on in these narcissistic relationships where the narcissist is in control of the money. They spend how they want to spend. And if you spend anything, you get chastised for it. You get corrected. You have to course correct. You have to clear spending your own money sometimes with this person. Because y'all have a joint bank account, but it's not really joint. It's really their bank account. And they allow you to use it. Things like that. So protect your peace, y'all. I feel like I haven't went on a rant in a long time. And I feel the rant bubble popping. So if you waited this long, here comes the rant. Protect your peace in these relationships. Stop being so giving. Stop being so forgiving in these relationships. You don't have to reconcile. You can forgive, but you don't have to reconcile. Stop. Protect yourself. I know the dynamic goes like, you know, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom and things like that, it works out better because for you to be a stay-at-home mom. But protect your peace and your finances and your mental health, because that's stressful. I know my wife is stressed out being a stay-at-home mom sometimes. It's like you know these kids all day, every day. They cry, you there for them when they cry. You know what I mean? I know it's stressful, but you have to protect your peace in this situation. You have to. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of times they get you to the point where you can't leave them. You can't leave. You ain't worked in 15 years. Who's going to hire you? And that's what you go through. Somebody will hire you, especially nowadays. There's jobs out here everywhere. You know, people don't want to work nowadays. Apparently, there's so many openings, so many help wanted signs. Who's going to hire me? I haven't worked in 15 years. I have no work experience. I have no work history. Financial abuse. Being a stay-at-home mom. To get jet cheated, because when you give up control of your finances or your living situation and you put the narcissist in control of everything, that means they can abuse you in more ways than one. They can hit you probably won't leave. They can cheat on you, you probably won't leave. They can not allow you to spend any kind of money, you probably won't leave. Take control to protect yourself in all these situations, y'all, because I know that gets tough. They can get you pregnant 5 times. You have 5 kids. So they definitely feel like you got 5 kids. Like, well, who else is going to want you? The safety of at least being in a relationship, at least getting married. I talk to people who are engaged to narcissists, y'all. And they are so scared to call off the wedding. They'll be like, well, at least I'll be married. I'm like, he already beating on you. He's already cheating on you. He's already screwed your bridesmaid. You had to replace a bridesmaid because he screwed one of your bridesmaids like 2 weeks before the wedding. And you don't want to call the wedding off because at least you'll be married. At least you'll be a gup, because people are going to be looking at you like you're stupid. I'm like, look. We're not looking stupid no more, 2021. I know the trauma bond and emotional state and stuff like that. People are scared to be alone, codependency, all the other stuff. But that don't stop you from looking stupid. The people in the real world don't look at you like, they're like, Well, we understand the trauma bond. Like, we understand codependency. You know, they like, well, I don't understand why you even got married to that person. You didn't have kids. Y'all didn't have a house together. Y'all had nothing together. Just this love that he clearly didn't take. He clearly didn't care about, to the point where he was cheating on you with one of your best friends. And somehow you're still going to forgive this person, reconcile with him because you're scared to be by yourself. That blows my mind. We have catered to a generation of people where it's such a hookup culture and such a microwave society that marriage seems like it's so uncommon that people will give up their dignity, their sanity to get married. For what? In the eyes of the Lord, you blessed with a husband or blessed with a wife. For what? What good does that do if you don't have a loving marriage? It's just a marriage. It's a signed certificate saying that y'all are legally bonded to each other. Y'all sign a contract to each other. Stop being scared. People are so scared to be by themselves. Get comfortable being by yourself, and they will protect you from being in narcissistic relationships. Because if you're comfortable being by yourself, you won't drop your boundaries. You'll be okay with saying no. You'll be okay with standing up for yourself in situations, and you won't lose your voice. No eggshells for me. They throw eggshells on the floor for you to walk on. You kick them out the way. I'm not walking on these damn eggshells. I'm not walking on this. Pick the eggshells up. I'm going to say my voice. I'm going to speak my opinion. If you hit me, you're going to jail, and I'm not going to be with you anymore. Point blank, period. The physical abuse from people, like, look, if you get physically abused, you need to call the police ASAP, because if you don't, they think that you're okay with it. Now, I've seen so many situations where the person has been physically abused, and they end up apologizing for getting hit in your damn mouth. Like, I had a black eye, and instead of putting the ice on my face, he was crying, so I put it on his fist. What? Blows my mind, y'all. We got to take our power back this year. If I can take, and the reason I'm so aggressive about saying this type of stuff is because I have narcissistic personality disorder. I'm in therapy for it. So if I can do this, you can do that. You can take your power back. You can fight through it. Because I want to see everybody win. If I can win, I feel like I'm winning against this. If I feel like I'm winning, then you can win. I just want to see people win. And I just want to be the reason why they helped you win. You mean, I don't want to be the person that gave you the assist on your game winning 3-pointer. Like, you shot the 3, but I gave you that bounce pass to the corner and you hit that 3-pointer. Or you caught that touchdown pass, but who threw that block for you to get you into the end zone? You know what I mean? I just want to be that person. Take your power back. That's what we're doing this year. We're taking our power back. We're standing in our truth, and we're not walking on eggshells no more. Stay in your truth. Power up. Mental illness is out. Peace.